Welcome to Daily Scripture. Today's reading is Acts 1, and the complete chapter is included in this podcast. The episode notes include a link to Acts 1 in the same translation for reading along. This chapter begins where Luke's gospel ended. The risen Jesus prepares his witnesses, ascends, and leaves a praying community waiting for the Father's promise. Acts addresses Theophilus and continues the earlier account traditionally identified as Luke's gospel. Acts reports that Jesus appeared to the apostles across 40 days following his suffering. The chapter then locates them in and near Jerusalem before they return to an upper room. Acts 2 will narrate the promised Spirit's coming. Hear now the complete chapter, Acts 1, from the Berean Standard Bible.
In my first book, O Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up to heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them with many convincing proofs that he was alive. He appeared to them over a span of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. And while they were gathered together, he commanded them, "Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift the Father promised, which you have heard me discuss. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So when they came together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" Jesus replied, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." After he had said this, they watched as he was taken up, and a cloud hid him from their sight. They were looking intently into the sky as he was going, when suddenly two men dressed in white stood beside them. "Men of Galilee," they said, "why do you stand here looking into the sky? This same Jesus, who has been taken from you into heaven, will come back in the same way you have seen him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives, which is near the city, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they arrived, they went to the upper room where they were staying. Peter and John, James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. With one accord they all continued in prayer, along with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. In those days Peter stood up among the brothers, a gathering of about 120, and said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled that the Holy Spirit foretold through the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide for those who arrested Jesus. He was one of our number and shared in this ministry. Now, with the reward for his wickedness, Judas bought a field. There he fell headlong and burst open in the middle, and all his intestines spilled out. This became known to all who lived in Jerusalem, so they called that field in their own language Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his place be deserted, let there be no one to dwell in it,' and 'May another take his position.' Therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have accompanied us the whole time the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from John's baptism until the day Jesus was taken up from us. For one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." So they proposed two men, Joseph called Barsabbas, also known as Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed, "Lord, you know everyone's heart. Show us which of these two you have chosen to take up this ministry and apostleship, which Judas abandoned to go to his rightful place." Then they cast lots, and the lot fell to Matthias. So he was added to the 11 apostles.
That was Acts 1. Acts begins with the risen Jesus still acting and teaching. His suffering and death are not the end of his work. Across 40 days, he gives the apostles many proofs that he is alive and teaches concerning God's kingdom. Their witness will rest on what God has done in the same Jesus who suffered, died, rose bodily, taught them, and was seen ascending. Jesus then commands them to wait in Jerusalem. They are not released into mission by enthusiasm or readiness alone. The Father has promised the Holy Spirit, and the Son tells them to receive that gift before they go. Divine promise comes before human action. The apostles ask when the kingdom will be restored to Israel. Jesus does not give them a timetable. The passage also does not settle every question about the hope behind their words. Its secure movement is clear. The Father keeps authority over appointed times, while the Holy Spirit gives power for witness. Their calling is not control of history. It is truthful testimony to Jesus, beginning in Jerusalem and widening through Judea, Samaria, and out to earth's farthest reaches. Then Jesus is lifted from their sight. His ascension is not abandonment. The messengers promise that this same Jesus will return. The chapter holds together the Father's authority, the Spirit's promised power, the risen and reigning Son, worldwide witness, and future return. The apostles return to Jerusalem in obedience. The gathering includes the 11, the women, Mary, his mother, and his brothers. Before public proclamation begins, Acts shows a people united and persistent in prayer. Judas's betrayal is named as real evil, yet it does not erase God's purpose. Peter reads the Psalms in relation to the rupture and the vacant place among the 12. The replacement has a defined task. He must have accompanied Jesus's ministry and joined the others as a witness to the resurrection. This is a unique apostolic qualification, not a generic rule for every later leader. The community identifies qualified men, prays to the Lord who knows every heart, and receives Matthias through the lot. Acts reports that act without commanding it as a universal method. The enduring emphasis is obedient waiting, scripture-shaped repair, prayer, and dependence on the Lord's choice. Acts 1 places grace before response. Jesus is alive because God raised him, not because the apostles sustained hope. He appears, teaches, promises, and commands before they bear public witness. The Father holds the times. The Son defines the mission. The Holy Spirit supplies its power. This frees ordinary obedience from the burden of controlling the whole story. Release one outcome you cannot schedule or secure under the Father's wise authority. Receive the risen Christ's commission as gift before duty. Then take one truthful next step in prayerful dependence, speaking plainly about what Jesus has done rather than trying to force another person's response. Father, you hold the times and seasons in your authority. Thank you for raising your Son Jesus from the dead, receiving him into glory, and promising your Holy Spirit. Turn us from anxious control toward faithful dependence. Keep us steady in prayer while we wait. Make our witness truthful, humble, and clear. Give us courage for the next act of obedience without pretending to command the outcome. Preserve us in the grace of the risen and returning Jesus, and empower us by your Spirit to serve the mission you have given. Amen. Today's scripture reading was from the Berean Standard Bible. The Berean Standard Bible text is dedicated to the public domain. A link to read Acts 1 in the same translation is included with this episode. This audio narration was generated using AI voices from the reviewed episode transcript.